Let me talk about the Sleep Number bed for a second. I've had one for years, and you probably heard me talking on the radio about it, and the story's changed because they keep developing these new innovative things. So first of all, it was the Sleep Number. When that came along, I went into the store, and I was like, okay, I laid on the bed. And they still do this, and they give you a sleep number based on how you lay, your back, your neck. Mine's 30. But now my friends at Sleep Number have introduced what I think is the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The whole thing is to keep you comfortable. You choose your ideal firmness with the Sleep Number. And then it has responsive air technology. The bed senses every move, automatically adjusts to you so you can stay sleeping comfortably through the night. Did you know that? My Sleep Number settings are 30. My Sleep IQ was in the 90s last night. Right now, it's a great time to go in. The lowest prices of the season, you can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds as well. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide or call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. We'll do some throwbacks today. It's Throwback Thursday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So I've been getting my waters from Mike D. And Mike D, first of all, is now full-time. So Lunchbox, we're talking about, he's just a part-timer. He's full-time. He does a lot. He does more than answer the phones.
Okay, great.
I just want to make sure you knew that.
Yeah, so, he steals people's money. Cool.
So what happened was Mike D, I said, hey, Mike, let me get water. So Mike brought me the water. The water started tasting funny. I was like,
oh.
And so then Morgan comes in and goes, does water taste funny? And I was like, yeah, but they were in a bottle. Turns out, oh, Mike D was leaving these water bottles in his car out in the sun.
Oh no, that's not good. No bueno.
That's spoiled water, dude.
It's poison water.
Yeah. The plastic. Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I threw him away now.
How long was I drinking, like, poison water?
It was just this week, literally.
I was like...
So just this week. You're good.
I was like, this water is, like, not that good. And then I said it to Morgan, and she's like, I know. And we figured it out. He'd been leaving his car in the sun.
Wow. Mike D was almost responsible for the death of this show.
I know. I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
But Mike D had a Chance the Rapper hat that he spent $40 on, and he kept sticker on. And I was like, why would you keep sticker on? Like, I get the hat. You like the hat. It's your money. You spend it however you want. But I was like, why keep sticker on? I just wanted to know. Like, do you think you're actually Chance the Rapper was my question.
I liked it better with the sticker on.
Why?
It just looks cooler.
I always take the stickers off my stuff. I tend to think if the sticker's off, people won't think I'm stealing it.
Does Chance the Rapper keep stickers
yes.
on?
Yes. Okay. That's why he thinks he's Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
What's your favorite Chance the Rapper song?
I like Same Drugs.
Yeah. I do too. We don't do the same. We don't do the same. But But my shoes. Amy bought me some Yeezys. I don't leave the Kanye head on there.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm Kanye. Mike D, good looking out.
All right.
We have our pictures next week, and Lunchbox doesn't think Mike D should get a solo. No, Ray didn't think Lunchbox should. What? Who hates Mike D?
It's Ray.
He doesn't want me there, period.
You don't think Mike D should be in the picture?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No. He doesn't.
That was just my opinion.
But I think we came up with a plan. We just make sure everybody's photoshoppable.
No.
All of us.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I'm committed to everyone being in the picture with arms around each other.
Oh, like, really?
Yes, okay. I am. We don't have turnover high. I mean, not electives. The only one for pictures in like 4.5 years. So Mike, I have faith in you. No, Mike's producing my night show. You know, Ray, do you know about my night show?
I've heard. Can I say the name of it?
It's not called The Boneyard.
The Boneyard.
Where did you hear that?
A PR guy was like, hey, man, does The Boneyard air tonight? And I'm like, The Boneyard? We're here in a day.
There's no such thing as The Boneyard.
And he says when it airs at night, it's no longer Bobby Bone Show. It's The Boneyard.
That's cool.
Is that real?
No, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
6 Georgia inmates are being called heroes after they helped save a deputy who passed out while they were doing work detail.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you not see this story in the news?
No.
Okay, so they were outside working, and the officer collapsed, and there were 6 inmates with them. And what they did was go, oh, crap, he's hot. He's passed out of heat exhaustion. They ripped open his shirt. They removed his bulletproof vest.
Whoa.
And then they performed CPR on him. They then grabbed his phone and called 911.
Wow, that's awesome.
There were so many ways for them to run away and escape. And they didn't do that. And he's okay. He's in stable condition.
Really cool.
First, we took his gun belt off and laid his gun belt to the side, and then we pulled his vest apart, and then we figured we better take it off in case I had to do CPR on him or something like that because he was in bad shape.
His gun belt.
Wow,
they had
so they
the
had
gun.
Access wow. to all kinds of things, and they just took care of him. That's cool.
Yep, let him out. That's what I say.
Well, I don't know what they did yet.
I don't even care.
Why are they in?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Anyway, that really, jokes
cream.
Aside, that's pretty cool.
Ice
yes,
cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give him ice cream, yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Tropical Storm Cindy is hitting the Gulf Coast. Flash flooding, up to a foot of rain in some places. A state of emergency has been declared in Louisiana and Alabama. In Michigan, an officer at an airport in Flint was attacked with a knife. The attacker is in jail, and the officer is doing well in the hospital. And finally, in sports, in New York tonight, the 2017 NBA Draft. Check it out, ESPN 7, 6 Central.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
It's all about positivity right now. We go around the room. It's like show and tell, but we show and tell with a good news story. So here we go.
Tell me something good.
Did you see that woman? The family had donated $100,000 for the Goodwill.
No.
But really,
no.
It was their house money.
What?
They accidentally donated it. So an Ohio couple thought they were giving away some old clothes to Goodwill. And they included a duffel bag stuffed with about $100,000 in cash. The workers at the shop thought the money was fake. So they tracked down the couple, and they were like, this is real money. It's all cash, too. They could have kept it.
Yeah.
And no one would have known.
The guy had withdrawn it because they were going to buy a house, and mm-hmm. he thought it'd be safe by putting it in the trunk of his car. The wife went to Goodwill and donated, and luckily, she had asked for a receipt. Because if she hadn't asked for a receipt, they wouldn't have known who it was. And if you're working at Goodwill, and you see $100,000 in cash, you might pocket 20.
20 what?
Jeez!
Yeah, right.
Dang.
I mean, that'd be hard to get back when it's right there in cold hard cash. Oh, but tell me something good.
Tone. He gets us that tone every time. He says it with words, but he tones
He's
us.
So frustrated right now.
Amy?
Well, this is a really cool story about a father and a daughter where he gave his kidney to his daughter. She needed a kidney. Father happened to be a match. Boom. Saved
probably
her
not
life.
Even a second thought. You know, for a dad and a daughter, probably not even a second thought.
Yeah, yeah, but the fact that he's a match,
is,
just because
rare.
You're related yeah. doesn't mean that you can do it, right?
Correct.
Correct.
But odds are higher if you're related, I do believe. But yeah, Lunchbox, you're up.
Jim is a nurse for the past 30 years. He's been donating blood on top of being a nurse. Every 56 days, he goes and gives blood. Over his lifetime, he's given 16 gallons of blood. What? That's like a record. He's like the hero of blood donating.
Is it wow. a record? Like, I don't know, but 16 gallons seems like a lot, like a gallon.
They said like a, he like is a, the MVP of Boston blood donors.
But you say you're the MVP of the show and that means nothing. It's just you say something.
Listen.
I know, I think it's an awesome thing, but when you go, he's the MVP.
He's donated 136 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
of blood.
A lot.
I'm not hating on him. I think what he's doing is fantastic.
I feel like I should donate blood more.
Oh.
Go ahead.
And he has blood O negative, which is the universal blood type. And he goes to the neonatal intensive care unit where his blood... I mean,
that's
this dude
cool.
is...
It's cool that he has a universal. I don't even know what my blood type is. I have no idea.
Me neither.
No.
It's so bad.
Is it, though?
You're supposed to know, guys.
Yeah, I think if... We should know.
Oh.
We should know. But I've given blood before, but I just don't remember what they told me my blood is.
I think mine's PG-13.
Yeah.
Mine's true blood.
Oh, my God. Trending now, Game of Thrones. A second trailer for season 7 was released yesterday. Hashtag winter is here. I'm excited about it. A little less. One, I love the show, but the fact that they're going to do spinoffs of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Takes away from the urgency that something has to happen right now.
Mm.
But I am excited. I do like the show. George Clooney's trending.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Now, it's a little deceiving because they say he sold his tequila business for $1 billion.
Yeah.
There were other owners.
Okay.
So he didn't make $1 billion.
I was about to say, we really need to get in this whole tequila thing.
He only made a couple hundred million. Just a little chump change.
Like Shelton on a billboard driving into work. I'm like, oh, he's whiskey. I'm like, everybody's. And then I read George Clooney did that. I'm like, we should do something.
But it's not just, this is what you don't know, is that people just lend their names. You have to have a name big enough sometimes. And you get in for a lot of what your name's worth, then you put in a little money.
Oh.
Like Blake Shelton, for example, doesn't fund the whole thing. He's Blake Shelton. His name is worth money.
Oh.
So it's like, Blake, you're worth money. It's like these athletes that have steakhouses. Sometimes they put $0 in. They just pay to license their name.
Well, we're going to need your name.
No, that's not how it works. The Uber CEO, we talked about it yesterday. He's still trending. Travis Kalanick, he's out after the company's been plagued by scandals. Stephen Hawking is trending. The physicist says that humans need to leave Earth within the next 500 years if humanity is to continue. And I read that and go, I won't be here 500 years.
So. Yeah, so.
Not worried about it.
Next.
Just leave a note. Leave Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck to everybody that's trying to get out of here. And then Downton Abbey. There's a movie in the works.
Oh, yeah. I like that show.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Well, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
This isn't a contest.
Wow.
Thought it was.
And he's like, well, I like what you like. So, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, and Sam Hunt. They're all nominees for the Teen Choice Awards. Voting is open now at teenchoice.votenow.tv. And winners are going to be revealed on August 13 on Fox.
Worst voting website I've ever heard in my life.
It's really long. I
thought you were messing up. It was so long. What is it again?
Teenchoice.votenow.tv.
Jeez. Like, I was going to vote, but I forgot. All right, what else?
Okay, so Kate Beckinsale, bring her up. She's one of your favorites. She's dating a guy half her age. His name is Matt Rife, and his biggest claim to fame right now is being on MTV's Wildin' Out. He's 21. She's 43.
I think you just bring that up because, you know, like, forever I was trying to, how do they say it, Ray? Say what's up?
Holla at the girl.
And so you're trying to rub it in a little bit that I probably had a chance now.
Well, he's 21. She's 43.
Good for her. If a guy does it, ain't no big deal. And it shouldn't be a big deal if a girl does.
Look, I know, but hey.
It shouldn't even be a news story. It should just be accepted. What is age?
What is age? It's just a number.
We should go vote on this at kbeckinsale.tv.fox.isthisastory.vote.whatever.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
I expect people to vote on that. That's the dumbest website I ever heard. What is it one more time? That voting website?
Teenchoice.votenow.tv.
Yeah. Don't know any of those.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Charles, Missouri. A 44-year-old man walked into a bank, said, hey, give me all the money. Got away. Thought, how am I going to get out of here? I'm going to swim across the river. So he jumps in the river, swimming. Uh-oh. River's a little bigger than he thought. Help!
Help!
He had to be rescued, and he was arrested.
Did money get wet?
Oh, the money got wet.
But
he thought he could dry the money. He thought no one would suspect the guy swimming in the river. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
The highlight to your day yesterday?
Probably when I got to walk my dog. And that's when I listen to your podcast, too. I listen to Karen.
What you guys did? You walk. Half your dog's old.
Yeah, she can't do the whole thing. We didn't get the whole podcast. I'll get the rest today.
Oh yeah.
But that's always like I love being able to walk her, but I have to wait till it gets sort of later because it's too hot. She can't handle it. She starts breathing and then she starts lagging, and I feel like I'm dragging her with the leash. Like, oh come on, we're almost home.
My dog doesn't like the hill I live on. He's smaller, but he hates the hill.
Does he protest?
Yeah, he's just like, oh.
He's like,
he drags. He looks at you and is like, I don't want to do this.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Like Josie looks at me like, carry me. I'm like, what?
Lunchbox highlight of the day yesterday?
Oh, definitely coming to work yesterday. I mean, that's just the highlight of my day every day. Really, soccer game. I had a soccer game last night, and that's my highlight.
Did you win?
No, we lost 5-0.
Your highlight?
Your highlight was losing 5-0?
Well, no. The highlight wasn't losing 5-0. It was the beginning of the game, and then we played some young college kids, and they ran circles around us.
Time marches on?
Yeah, I felt a little old out there because they were young enough to be my kid.
Nice. Oh, no.
Oh.
You're about to be 36.
Yes. I mean, they were probably 18, 19 years old.
And you felt the difference.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, I'm like, all right, suck and win. And they're just,
Highlight of your day?
We went to the recording studio a bit. Yeah. Just recording some stuff.
Ain't a thing. I know. I saw on social media, I was like, what? They're in the studio? They're recording? Cool.
Yeah, more to be determined later.
It's like y'all's side life that's so cool that we don't know much about. I mean, we know what it's like, but we don't go to the studio, you know?
What do you mean, side life?
Like, side life.
Like the band The Raging Idiots?
Yeah, like making music in a studio. Like,
it's a different thing. It's just something. But, so, when I went to the orphanage in Haiti, I took the guitar and played some Raging Idiots like When I Grow Up.
Yeah.
When I grow up, and the kids knew the song, which was weird.
Yeah.
But you guys had taken all the kids' record out there to
A long, like a long time ago, but I guess
that's
they remember.
Awesome. Yeah, so they were singing, and a lot of them, they don't know English, but they know up, up, up. And so I'm playing. When I grow up, 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 I can be whatever I want. And so, yeah, I mean,
cute. When I grow up, 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 I can be whatever I want, 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 you'll see.
Oh, I know I can be anything. It's funny, sometimes you'll be flipping through channels and you'll see that all music channels.
Yep.
And like the kids' channel, you'll see us come up, the Raging Idiot. We're not even, like, we do the kids' record, but we just play, we're just a party band, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Party.
Party.
Yeah, we're just a party band. But yeah, we're doing a thing called, the class of 2017, we're doing like four shows, Chicago, Louisville, St. Louis, and Madison, Wisconsin. We're taking out new artists to open for us.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. that's the fun part now.
It's the side life we got.
What, bringing in
new artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather do stand-up, but the new artists have fun. Stand-up's just easy. You don't have to manage Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey.
Take care of
I'm
that.
Easy, though. Low maintenance. Yeah, yeah.
Megan in Florida, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bobby.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Lunchbox.
Everybody say hi to Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
I'm just going to wait. I'm just gonna wait her out.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, Megan, what's going on?
Hi, I was calling in because yesterday they had mentioned on Twitter how you hear the word monkey every day.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the show, like, do you hear the word monkey every day? I thought it was kind of a weird theory. Did you hear it yesterday?
Yeah, I definitely was like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. And I went to work all day, came home, and coming from my kid's room, I heard, hey, look, everybody, I'm a monkey. So I'm like, oh, Christ, what is he doing there?
You got it. So I can tell you, I did not hear the word monkey yesterday in any form. Amy?
Me neither. No. No monkey.
Anybody?
Nope.
No, I did not. However, I did read an article about some OBGYN delivering a monkey.
But that counts.
That, so then, yes.
Hold on. Wait a second. Does a chimpanzee count?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a monkey.
Oh, my goodness. I watched bits and pieces of a documentary. Now it's all coming to me where it was talking about, you know, what they eat. And they're predominantly plant-based. And that's it. So, yes. Oh, my gosh. I heard about a monkey.
Oh, my goodness. There's a theory out there that every day you hear the word monkey in some form or about a monkey.
I didn't recall that till just now. So, maybe y'all did and you just didn't catch
it. Megan, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. Yep, there you go. We were going to wait her out. We were going to play chicken. All right. Let's see how long you. Let's just see how long we'll hold here. Well, we do have to talk about the tattoo, Amy. It has to come up again.
Okay.
So
I figured I was just waiting.
Yeah, and I think I'll go ahead and give the phone number out if our listeners want to hop in.
Yeah.
Because Amy and I were making the bet before I went to Haiti. I had already planned I was going to go.
You already knew. See, that's the thing. You sneaky.
Smart.
Yeah. I don't make bets. I don't think I can win.
Well, yeah, you already had that one in the bag. You had flights booked and everything. And you're like, how about if I go to Haiti, you get a tattoo of my face on your body?
Yeah, and you said.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, in my head, there's no way he's ever going to Haiti. Sure, Bobby, I'll get a tattoo.
So here we are. I went, and does Amy still have to get the tattoo?
I need to hear back my verbal agreement that I did with you on air. I need to hear it back because.
Amy, what? I walked you right into for sure agreeing to it. You don't think I'd set you up? And then I made you repeat after me.
Are you sure there's. I know I repeated after you, but I thought there were specific dates. Like if Bobby goes on August 14th.
No, I would never do that. I know a lot about legal stuff.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, whatever I need to do. If I have to get a tattoo, and the thing is, now looking back on it, my husband knew that you were going, and no wonder he was calling me like about this whole tattoo thing. Oh my goodness.
877-77 Bobby. How about this for math? Lose 100 calories a day, which is not a terrible amount of calories, and you'll lose 10 pounds a year.
Eat less than 100. Lose.
If you eat less than a day, in a day, 100 calories a day, which isn't a lot, like you're not cutting, but if you do that and you'll do it every day, eat 100 calories less than you normally would, not 100 calories less every single day.
Gotcha, I know.
Oh,
Because you'd go negative.
I know.
Okay.
I meant eating it.
Yeah.
Burning.
What you would normally eat, if you just eat 100 calories less than you normally would every single day, you'll lose 10 pounds in a year.
Wow.
And that's not that much, and it's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
When it comes to 10 pounds. So that was interesting. All right. Callers are calling in. We're going to do this. Should Amy still get the tattoo? You did agree to it.
I did.
But you are kind, so those are balanced out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if you remember on the show last week, Amy said if I went to Haiti, she would get a tattoo. Now, I already knew I was going to Haiti. I already booked a trip. And so some people are saying that was unfair. Show? Yeah.
What's unfair about it?
It was fair.
Oh, no, but I didn't have full disclosure of the situation.
You never asked for it.
Yep, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if he was going to go or you said if you go. It doesn't matter if he had the flights booked because he could have backed out of his flights at any time.
So Amy promised to get a tattoo of my face on her body if I went to Haiti.
I feel slightly deceived, but I get it. You set me up, knocked it out of the park. Home run.
Where do you plan on getting that tattoo? What part of your body?
I want to hear from the listeners.
Oh, you want them to tell you what part of the body?
Wow.
Oh, no, I thought they were going to tell me if I really should get it.
Oh, they can. Shelby's on in Mississippi. Hey, Shelby.
Hey.
What do you think about this?
Okay, no, if Bobby knew that he was going, then no, Amy should not have to.
Thank
that
you.
Was a fixed bet.
Fixed, rigged.
There was nothing cheating about it,
yeah.
Just so you guys know.
Well,
yes, there was.
There was deception.
Shelby, you're being a little too sassy for me this morning.
I like you, Shelby.
I did know, but that's why I made the bet. I only make bets I think I can win.
That's also not fair. Like, you had it fixed. You knew it. You knew what you were doing.
I know what Bobby's about to say. Life's not fair.
Life is not fair, Shelby. It's not. Nothing about life
and
is fair.
I typically agree with him.
Yeah. Shelby, I do appreciate your call, though. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. So there's one that's negative. But it doesn't matter if all of them are negative. It's up to you.
Well, no. I mean, it's up to you. Us. It's up to us. It's your face.
It's your body.
My body.
Yeah. It's my face and your body.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
I mean.
To be fair.
What?
I did say that I would get this tattoo betting thing's got to stop because I did.
You did.
Say,
you did. You said you get a microphone on your butt.
I did.
Or your lower back.
I just
or your
said
inner
somewhere.
Hip.
I said I would get a microphone tattoo if I made the Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And
you
still
did.
Could.
Oh yeah.
We'll find out Monday.
And I'm only saying this because I don't think that I'm going to win. But I did. Monday they announced. I don't know if it's during the show, after the show. But to be fair, I will live up to my bet because I did kind of say it popping off. But I'll live up to my part.
So if you win or you get inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, you're getting a microphone tattooed on your body.
The same way you should get my face because you made a bet. I live up to my bets. Hey, Dawn in Georgia.
Hi.
What you got?
So about the tattoo for Amy, I think since you did win the bet, she should get the tattoo, but it shouldn't be of your face. You should pick the tattoo for her, but her husband should approve it.
He's going to pick, like, barbed wire around my bicep or something.
Pam Anderson had that. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, in 97 when she was with Kid Rock.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Good point.
Oh, great.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Talking about Amy, if she should get this tattoo. She promised if I went to Haiti, she'd get a tattoo of my face. Melissa.
Promise is a promise.
Yeah, Melissa comes out firing on the phones. Yeah. What's up, Melissa?
Okay, so I myself had to get a tattoo because I lost a bet.
Oh, you were taking this out on me.
I'm sorry. Hey.
So what happened?
A bet is a bet. So me and my brother-in-law, I live in Oklahoma. So OU Sooners, Oklahoma State Cowboys, big rivals. Okay. So he's an OU fan. I'm an OSU fan. Well, we had a bet on their Bedlam game. I won. My team won, so he had to get Oklahoma State. So he got this huge OSU tattoo. Well, the next year we bet again because he wanted me to get a payback. So I bet him, my team lost, and I had to get an OU tattoo.
Dang.
Oh.
Amy, there you go. Hey.
So you can always get a Razorback.
No, I want it in my face. No. My face is all good. Yeah. We'll work on that.
Yeah, I do just Bobby's face.
All right, so.
Get a hog.
We've settled it. You will get it.
What?
It's a game
of. This is settled.
Yeah. Settled. The end. Judge, common sense rules. Ooh, Mr. Bobby Bones. I want to know how things are working out for you right now. Like, what is it? Small, big? Oh, look, like right now, it's working out. You're like, man, this is good. Lunchbox, you're up.
Well, yesterday I took my dog to the vet for a six-month checkup. She had cancer, and they wanted to go back, check everything okay, did x-rays. Cancer-free.
Yay! Yay! Look at that.
Come on.
Good.
Let's go over to Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
We're really good. Share with us. What's working out for you right now?
So it's working out for me. My job's really working out. So I ended up getting a promotion, and I'm transferring to Nashville.
Yay! Promotion! More money!
Yay!
Get a raise?
I did.
Yeah! See, look at this. I like it. Hello, Jennifer in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good. What's working out for you?
My daughter, Morgan, just graduated high school.
Yay! Has the ceremony happened yet?
Yes, it did.
Did you cry?
You know, I thought I would, but I stayed strong. So a couple of little tears, but not anything noticeable.
Ah, congratulations. Look at that right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, bright sunshiny day. Amy, what's working out for you?
Well, for like the longest time, my husband is always traveling overseas, like Middle East, wherever, different things. And with the kids coming, we're like trying to figure out what to do. And there's certain opportunities with his work. And it's like 99% sure it's going to work out that he will now be working stateside.
Really?
And be able to be home way more with the kids. Our entire marriage, that has like never been the case. And his work was like, I think we can figure something out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. I know those kids.
My kids?
Yeah.
Yes, because that's because you went to see them.
So I went to see him, but I got back safely.
You did.
Let me tell you, I wanted that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. No. I went and came back, and they got back safe. I got a gift card. Let me tell you about this gift card, by the way.
Yeah.
It's from Carrabba's.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a paid thing, but this is like the most spectacular gift card I ever got in my life, right?
What is it?
It's a gift card, and it says it's a Carrabba's, right? And I love Carrabba's. And it's $100. And I'm like, whoa. And then I read more, and it's like $100 a day for 5 years.
What on earth?
Were you not here when I got the card?
You know how much that is worth?
Yeah, somebody did the math.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Dang!
I know.
Dude, that's awesome!
Yeah, that's so
awesome!
Life's working out.
Dude.
I've never had a gift card like that in my life.
Let's
like,
go to Carrabba's!
They were like, thanks for being like a great spokesperson, because it's a great place. And they were like, here's a gift card, $100 a day, every day.
Oh!
Are you going every day now?
Yeah.
No, I'm never here.
But hey, when my kids come, you can take them.
I'm thinking we'll all go out for a group dinner.
Love it.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Eddie, what's working out for you?
Man, I've been stressing out since I got surgery on my hand because it was so expensive. And then a couple of days ago, we got a check in the mail from the hospital for some bill we overpaid like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It all works out.
It's all working out. Alyssa.
Hey.
What's working out for you?
Oh, man, so much. Well, I got married last September.
All right.
And now I'm having a baby.
Yay!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
I'm also excited because next weekend I'm back on the road doing stand-up comedy.
I'm excited.
I love it. I'll be in Fort Wayne on Friday and Cedar Rapids on Saturday. I thrive here, I feel like.
Oh, you thrive here. Okay, but I mean also on the weekends. That way you can thrive on the weekends.
I love it. So I get to go back on the road. If anyone wants to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. But yeah.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go.
I'm real excited because this is the first time in a long time I don't have like a pimple on my face.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm trying to eat really clean and it's working.
I'm telling you, y'all,
it's what you put in your body that comes out on your face.
Oh,
there you go. All right. The Bobby Bones Show. Say butt.
What?
I like that segment we just did.
Yeah.
I really didn't have it planned out or anything. I was like, yeah, let's see. What do we want to call it? Like, what's going good?
Bright sunshine.
Well, we don't have to play that song. I just.
Oh, who no, sings I like the song. The song is.
I can see clearly. I told Ray to put it up. Mm-hmm. I think this is like a dance version. Hey, Ray, put up the other version, like the real version. I think this is not the real version.
Wait, this is it?
You don't like this?
Oh, yeah, this is cool. Kind of cool.
I feel like it's a little techno-y, but...
Yeah, that's not the real version. But what do we call it? Like,
What's going good?
What's going good was my original idea.
Okay, I like that.
It's perfect.
All right. I mean, we have a lot of people here that want to talk on the phone about what's going good. Let's go to Kim. Kim, 25 years old. What's going good?
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for having me on the show. First-time caller.
Hey!
Well, at the very beginning of June, I was offered a new position. Huge pay raise, great benefits, very excited about it. And I'm starting in July.
Okay. And, I feel like there's more to this.
There's a lot more.
All right, all right.
Okay.
God has definitely been blessing over me and my family. And in the middle of June, I married the love of my life that I've been with for 4 years. And yesterday we found out that we're pregnant with our very first child.
Holy cow!
We had to have gotten pregnant over our honeymoon.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Dang, I know what you guys were doing.
It happens.
Yeah,
happens.
I know what you guys were doing on your honeymoon.
And I wanted to remain anonymous because I haven't told our family yet.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Do you wait 3 months?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I kind of just want to make sure everything's good before I say anything. But, you know, with me finding out yesterday, the only person that I've told is my husband, and we're both actually very ecstatic. You know, children are a huge blessing no matter whichever way you have them, whether it's through adoption or through birth. And, you know, there's so much going on right now that I just want to lay low with it a bit until some things wear off, I guess.
So I see. She's being real tricky and talking with an accent. She doesn't really have one.
I do. I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. You can stop giving away hints.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate the discreet. But, and listen, Kim, I love that you listen, and I love that you call. We had about 5 million people that listen to this show.
Yeah.
And your name's not Kim, but that's... Because that's parentheses, Kim.
Oh, got it. Oh.
And smart. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're happy for you. Anyway. We're happy for you.
Bobby's like, your name's not Kim, it's Kimberly.
Thank you so much, guys. And Amy, I really think you should get a tattoo of Bobby on.
What?
Yeah.
Caller of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much. What's going good? Come on.
This is it. Yeah.
Oh, this is the original?
Yeah, sit back and take in the waves.
Oh, you're right. I like this.
I can see clearly now. Gone.
The Beatles?
Nope.
I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright shiny day.
Amy's got that skinny coming up in a minute.
I think I can make
Hope everybody's morning's going good. Put a smile on your face. That'll put a smile on somebody else's face.
All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Coming over to you, Amy.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Kit Moore says his next album will be out in September. It's called Slow Heart, and it's going to tackle some mature themes, like what it takes to be a grown man. There's 13 songs on the album, and he wrote all but two of them.
I was with Kip last week, and he said he pretty much played like a ton of the instruments.
Wow.
Like nitty gritty. Like
just went all in.
Went back to, yeah, like old school making a record. And he has a song called More Girls Like You.
So God made girls like you, make guys like me. More reach for the battle star, set it on ring.
When's it come out?
September.
Grab a piece of land and raise a few. More girls like you.
All right, what else you got over there?
Well, Courtney Cox is saying that she regrets the stuff that she did to her face to try to fight aging. Fortunately, she said she was able to fix it. I guess she got a lot of injections and fillers, and she's just let it completely, you know, get out of her face.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was out of control.
It was out of control.
Because you could start to see it on TV.
Mm-hmm. She says that now she looks more like the person that she's supposed to look like. At least she hopes that she does. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Let's see. How about this?
What you got?
I want to talk to Andrew in Austin. Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I just wanted to tell y'all what's going on, what's going good.
What's going good with you?
Well, earlier this week, I had an interview for a job. I've been unemployed since like February. And I went in, I listened to Seven Nation Army before the interview, and then also had my questions ready for the company. And I didn't get the job offered that I went in for, but they offered me a position that pays twice as much as what I was.
That's all I'm talking about! Now, let me just be for real for a second. Do I get a cut?
Yeah, I'll give you some.
Yeah! Andrew, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and then also my wife is 25 weeks pregnant, and we got my first child coming. It's her third and my first.
Dad, look at this guy here. Wow. Look at life just happening right in front of your eyes. Congratulations on that job, man.
No, appreciate it.
Look at that, Andrew and Austin. Come on. All right, appreciate you. All right, Andrew, have a good day, bud. Man, that's cool. Hey, I'm going to take one more about that, and we'll move on. Kathy in Fort Wayne, hello.
Hey, Bobby.
What's happening?
I want to tell you what's happening with me.
Okay, something going good?
Yes,
okay.
Something's going good.
What's going good?
We are coming to see you next Friday in Fort Wayne, and we cannot wait.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to tell some jokes, and we're going to laugh. It's going to be barely above mediocre.
It's a good place to be.
It'll be great.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and I can't wait to see you. Oh, man. Okay. I love all the calls. We got to move on a little bit, because I got to play something for you here. So we have jingles. We have these things like this. Get your Bobby Bones. I believe that's Lauren Elena.
Yeah, sounds like her.
I think, because we get our friends to sing our jingles, right? I believe that's Lauren Elena. Bobby Bones, y'all. That's Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think... Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. That might be Jana. That might be...
Yeah, I can't pick that one out.
So, okay, well, Amy has laid some down.
Oh, great.
And she sings in part of... Because Ray does some of the, you know... Get your Bobby Bones on.
Is that good?
Amy.
What?
Nailed it.
What?
She wants... Listen, this is what I admire about Amy. She's always trying to do extra. And she's like, hey, listen, if we need new imaging, like new...
Bobby Bones, y'all. Nailed it.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
Get your bones on the Bobby Bones Show.
That was better.
That was good.
I mean, let's hit the two beside each other. Here we go. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. There you go.
That's
okay,
awesome.
That's the real one. Get your bones on the Bobby Bones Show. What's this?
You sound a little like Eddie.
No, what? That's how, I mean, I was trying to do like deeper.
Yeah. I love the effort. And it made a good bit, but I don't think we'll be using those. But thank you very much.
But if you do need them.
You don't want to put them in rotation?
I feel like listeners like that we just kind of, we're like, you know, homemade. Like, we do our own thing here.
We definitely are homemade here. We are an Etsy show. Yeah. Like, we make it ourselves. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'll wait for it.
Okay, thank you. Back in a second. Get your Bobby Bones on. She thought she had one jingle that sounded so real that we'd be like, oh, maybe we should get her to do this.
Do you have this?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Well, Ray, I told Ray... Listen, I promised you, when I was recording them, Ray was even like, I don't know, let me do this one. And I heard, let me do this one again, because it sounded too good.
Ray, do we have the jingle that sounds too good?
I think it's number 3, but I can go look for more.
Oh, he thinks it's one of the ones
That's the one. Actually, that's the one.
Okay, but we didn't think that when you played it,
we
though.
Played
we
them
thought
all.
It. We thought they were all funny.
That sounded good, though.
Hey, Zachary, appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate you, Bobby.
Thanks for the honesty.
So it was just too nasally. Like, if I don't make it nasally at the end, it could work?
Huh. I like your effort.
Well, I want to contribute.
You are a lot. Hello, Caitlin in Cedar Rapids. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
Well, I've never called in before. I just wanted to let y'all know that I've been at the University of Iowa Hospital for the past 6 months with my own little boy, and we are so excited because our next-door neighbor who's been there with us got a call last night, and he's getting a new heart today.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
So we are so excited.
Wait, who's getting a new heart?
The neighbor at the hospital.
He's our neighbor in intensive care for the last 6 months. He's about 6 years old, and he's been waiting for a new heart, so he got the call, and he's going in today.
Holy cow. I got, like, goosebumps from that.
Yeah, he's an amazing little boy, so we are over the moon for them and couldn't be happier.
Well, thank you for sharing that story, Caitlin. That's crazy.
You're welcome.
Man,
thank you.
Appreciate that call. I think we should jingle out of that. Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on. That's not the good one.
None of them are the good one.
Yeah, but...
What?
The good one could work.
Yeah. I heard Lunchbox didn't know that that was Florida Georgia Line and the Backstreet Boys.
That's true. I was in here when he said it.
That's probably the number one song this week.
Yeah.
It will be.
And he said he'd never heard it. He's like, it sounded, I guess it kind of sounds like Backstreet Boys, but we wouldn't play something like that. He's like, how do you not know that that's Florida Georgia Line and Backstreet Boys?
Is that true?
That's true. It was on the air, and I was like, man, that kind of sounds like the Backstreet Boys or a boy band. And then he goes, because it is.
Yeah.
So you just don't listen to the show as it happens.
I listen. I guess I just don't retain information as well as I should. I don't know. Like,
do you ever listen to the radio, like when you're driving your car?
Yes.
Or like watch award shows, because they debuted that. Like, they performed
it live. I understand that they did a song together, but I guess I just had never heard it on the radio, and so when I heard it, I was like, man, that sounds like a boy band.
Yeah, it's weird. This happened, like, yesterday. So, and we played that song how many times, Bones? Roughly, do you think, like, during
million?
The show? Yeah, about a million during
rough.
The show.
That's
like,
rough.
Do you know this song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's that Bright Young guy.
No. Go ahead.
Secret, Darius.
No.
Wow.
You have no clue, do you? It doesn't matter how that Save It for Rainy Day has been played about 1,000 times.
That's what that was?
Yeah. Save It for Rainy Day.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, and he'll say, dude, we don't play that song.
It's unbelievable.
Who sings it?
Kenny Chesney.
Oh. Is that a new one?
You know, Kenny Chesney.
Or is that an old one?
It's not an old one, but it was a number one, I mean, months
yeah.
and months ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know his American Kids one. How about that?
But this is what I wonder, though. I wonder if Lunchbox is more like the normal person, because normal people, they don't hear songs as much as we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he Mr. America?
Oh, wow.
Or is he just a little...
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, he's not all there.
Okay. Give me another one. I bet you I can get one of them, at least.
No. Not right now.
Mr. America. I like that name. Thank you.
Well, he's asking.
It was an option. That you are.
You're not being crowned, Mr. America.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, wait. No. Here we go.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
I was reading a story about people getting engaged, and, you know, they put the pictures up immediately on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Twitter.
Yeah.
And that they're not telling their families first. Because it's like, just got engaged, post.
Oh, it's all about just getting it up on social ASAP.
So more families are getting irritated than parents. Because the first way that they're hearing about it is through, like, social media or a friend going, hey, I saw your daughter just got engaged.
Oh, no.
Never thought about it like that.
No. Like, what if your sister or your best friend or your mom finds out because they pull up Instagram?
Oh, terrible.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
not that bad.
Isn't that just today?
It's not terrible.
It is today, and I guess that's, like, what bothers me.
Don't let today bother you.
It's kind of like you should save it in your drafts. Like, take the picture, come up with the caption, put it in the drafts, and then go tell the family and then post.
We want instant gratification and likes.
That's true.
People accuse me of... I have two stories to tell. First, I'll tell my dog one. Of staging my dog in Instagram pictures.
Whatever you posted recently, so cute.
Well, I swear to you, my dog sleeps like a human. I did not stage that picture.
You didn't pull the covers over him?
Nope, none. That's why I took the picture. That's why I took the picture.
Okay.
Go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. MR Bobby Bones.
It might be the cutest thing ever.
My dog just sleeping like that, and I took a picture of him this morning.
Yeah, so cute.
I don't stage my dog. He doesn't allow it. And he definitely wouldn't keep his eyes closed.
So he must have gone down under the covers and then snuck all the way back up and put his head like right there.
Yeah, he pulled up the covers with his paws.
No, he doesn't. That's how he does it. He goes down.
Oh. That's my spot in the bed.
Oh, okay.
He loves my spot.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got out of bed this morning, he makes his way up, and his head digs out.
Yeah. That's the only way.
I didn't pose him. By the way, if I posed him, his eyes wouldn't be closed. I don't glue his eyes shut.
I don't know. He's tired. He's passed out.
Go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't pose my dog. I'll tell you another story.
What?
Yesterday, I have my dog, and I don't have the doors on my Jeep or the top of it. And so my dog, who I'm scared to drive in my Jeep, I think he'll just jump out in the middle because he could just jump out.
True.
He just jumps up in the seat of the Jeep.
And he's like ready to go.
And he's ready to go. And I posted a picture of that on my Instagram. People were like, oh, come on. I don't pose my dog.
Did you take him for a ride?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah.
You're scared he'd hop out? I would be too.
When I put the doors back on, then probably. And I don't even want to put him in. I don't even leash him. I have a backyard, so I have to leash him. I had a leash there because I had him in the front yard. But if you leash him and he still jumps out, he's still hanging my neck.
Yeah, not good.
So I didn't post that picture.
Okay.
Just like the picture. Listen, And on these engagement pictures, I hope people put them up freely. Get engaged, put it up. These old times. Like telling people first. Come
no,
on.
No, you have to
post it online.
You got to keep your close people first.
Amy has a friend who is always getting manicures because she thinks she's going to get proposed to at any time.
Well, the last 3 months, she has been obsessive about, it's always like, hey, every week, you need a manicure? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I just got one. Like, how are you doing? Why are you doing this? Need a manicure? She's making sure her nails are looking good because she thinks that her boyfriend is proposing any day now. But it's been 3 months.
And she wants her nails to look good in the picture?
Constant manicure. Yes. Like, yes. It's all about the pictures, right? When he puts the ring on, takes a picture. I mean, I didn't have any of that. But I feel like, in a way, she's sort of like jinxing herself or something.
Do you believe in the jinx?
No, not really. But I bet you the minute she stops getting a manicure and maybe her nails look a little, rugged, he'll propose.
That's not how it works. Don't let the jinx get in your head. I do not believe in the jinx.
Well, people tell me the minute you stop stressing about getting pregnant,
and
you get
did
pregnant.
You get pregnant?
Nope.
Okay. You didn't answer your own question.
But I think the boyfriend's on to her old manicure thing. I think he's kind of playing along with it.
Now that's funny. Mr. Bobby
Bones. And now, a not so fun fact about Bobby.
These pimples on my back, like when I start to stress out.
Yeah.
And they're like sore. It's like a sore muscle. Thank you.
That was a not so fun fact about Bobby.
Thank you very much. Let's go over, and everybody's fascinated with this James. James is fascinated with lunchboxes. Vegas. He wants to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Fight,
UFC.
To cover the fight. James, you're on. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
We're good. Lunchbox comes on the air and wants me to fund his trip to go to Vegas and cover a fight that we don't cover on our show. We're not a sports show. Basically, so he can just go party for a weekend. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think that Lunchbox's inability to retain simple things like music just shows that he's not even going to be able to cover. He won't be able to tell you anything that happened.
And we're just not a sports show. Like, I did a national sports show for years on Fox Sports. That was a sports show.
True.
We're not going to spend enough time and resources to cover a McGregor-Mayweather fight. And when Lunchbox leaves the studio, we lose a big part of the show. So,
But if you can't even recognize Kenny Chesney's voice or a hit song that came out like 6 months ago, how are you going to be able to turn around and how's he going to report to you guys what happened during the McGregor-Mayweather fight?
I don't know how he does anything.
I mean, I can tell you what happened last night on TV when I watch a TV show, so I can retain certain information. Songs are just a lot harder for my brain to process.
What'd you watch last night?
Last night I watched... What exactly. Do we watch?
Oh, my God. You ever leave something on top of your car and then drive off?
Yeah.
What would you leave on your car? Then you drove away. Because I had a sweatshirt given to me yesterday. We were at a studio recording some stuff. I was like, it's a cool sweatshirt. Put on top of my car, talk to some people. Boom, drove off. No sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
I know.
Gone? Like the gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Nah.
Oh, man.
So, and I'm usually not forgetful. I've been real sleepy because I've been up late for a bunch of nights in a row. But, yeah, I just left it. That was it. Goodbye. Bye-bye, the white shirt.
Wow.
Anybody left anything on top of the car and driven off? Amy?
I've done food, drinks, and phone before.
The three F's.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, phone starts with a P.
I know, it's a joke.
Oh, but yeah. You and I have also both, I mean, related. We've both driven off with the gas thing still in our tank.
You've done that, Bones?
I've done it whacked out.
Wait, what?
Like, I was so exhausted. Amy's forgetful. I was exhausted.
Yeah. Right. What
is
that like?
I got caught up in conversation with someone, forgot I was pumping gas, and I was like, oh, time to go.
I pumped it. Don't know where I was. Got home and was like, oh.
Stop it. You get home and like, oh, no.
There's a gas thing in the...
Oh, I didn't like...
It stays because they snap.
Mine didn't snap. People were yelling at me.
Oh, they told you.
Yeah. The person I had just bought our house from, we moved into a new house. We bought it from another couple. And they were like, hey, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And that's the first, they're like, oh, great. This is who we sold our house to. It's probably going to burn down.
Yeah. Because of people like us?
Yeah.
And I'm not, it's very, very rare for me. But that's why those things snap so quick, so you don't jerk down an entire gas pump.
But yeah, that is very, very rare for you.
The best thing about forgetting something on your car is, like, one time I had a mug on the top of my car, and I made it all the way to wherever I was going, and my mug was still there. And it was like, yeah! Hot coffee was still hot.
I bet you people were driving up beside you, and you're like, man, everybody's waving at me today.
Good morning!
I must be doing a great job.
Yeah.
Dang. Lunchbox?
I left my computer on top of my car.
What?
Well, I mean, I had it in a bag, and pulling out of the garage, I... hit the brakes and it came sliding down the windshield. I was like, oh, got out and grabbed it. And it's one of those things you don't ever want to admit and you feel really stupid, but yeah.
Woo. Man, you got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Luckily, it was in a bag, too, you know, like a little computer bag.
It was a protection, yeah.
Oh.
Kelsey and Raleigh, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're just talking about leaving stuff on top of cars.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So my now fiancé, we had just started dating, and he was driving a rental car and left the key, the wireless key on top of the car.
Oh, the wireless key. Because the car will go.
Oh, no.
So the car went. Mind you, we had just started dating, so I got to hear this brilliant story after the fact. They were on a highway in Texas, and the key flew off on the highway. They pulled over for gas, and then it wouldn't start back up.
Oh, no. That stinks. That's a funny one. But
so
something
they
you don't...
had to get all of their luggage out of the car and wait 4 to 6 hours for a replacement rental car.
Oh, my God.
You don't think about that, because the wireless key will work on top of a car.
Yeah.
Ah, appreciate that.
It worked until it flew off.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Appreciate you, Kelsey.
Thanks. That's when I knew he was a keeper. We could deal with travel problems like that.
But yeah, they always say travel
say
with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're like, people say that. We should just say we say that. Regina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Regina in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Well, one morning I was putting a kid in the back seat of the car, put some stuff on the trunk, and drove off. The item was my checkbook with my paycheck signed in it.
Oh, no.
But after a couple of hours looking for it and driving around town, found it a mile from my house.
Wow. You found it?
I found it.
Nobody picked it up?
Nobody picked it up. Everything was right there together.
Look at
that's
that.
Amazing.
It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Appreciate you.
Dang.
Oh, let me do one more.
It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
Andrew in North Carolina.
Yeah, what's going on?
We're talking about putting things on top of the car and then driving away like idiots. We've all done it. You?
Not me, actually. I'm going to throw Dad under the bus here. Dad had the bright idea when we were younger that instead of, you know, us keeping our gift cards, he would keep them all together in a big, you know, little money bag. And one morning, we were getting ready to go Black Friday shopping, spend our gift cards, and he left them on top of the car after he pumped gas in downtown Charlotte.
Okay, how much?
You look at probably $1,500.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a... And at 10 years old, of course, it's devastating.
Yeah.
All your gift cards gone.
Andrew, appreciate you, buddy.
I really appreciate you.
See you, bud.
Man. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm not used to being so manly.
What do you mean?
Well, I put side mirrors on my Jeep yesterday. Because I have my doors and my top off, so I had to get side mirrors to put on specially because they're attached to the doors.
Yeah.
Put them on.
So with what? A screwdriver?
Drill.
Oh, a drill.
Nice,
oh,
dude.
A drill.
So, yeah. Okay. Didn't even call the guy and tackle.
Good job.
Got my own drill. Let me tell you, between that, putting those side mirrors on, having a beard, and having a woman.
Dang.
Having a woman.
By that, you mean Lindsay?
Yeah.
She's a woman.
That's how I'm feeling. She is a woman.
Yes, she is.
I'm Vitaly.
Okay, so let's break this
pretty
down.
Manly. Go ahead.
Will you be drilling?
Will I be drilling my woman?
Excuse me?
No, stop. Be mature.
What is happening here?
You guys, you just talked about using a drill.
We talked about him having a beard.
I know.
Having a woman and drilling.
Yes.
Yeah.
He used the drill for his side mirrors because he was using the tackle app. I want to know, is he going to start being Mr. Handyman?
I just wouldn't say it, Amy.
Will you be drilling more things soon?
No.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
No, be y'all.
No, no.
Can we focus and not be 12?
Okay.
Well, you asked the question.
No, yes, I was going to. We brought up three subjects.
Yes.
So are you going to be my handyman?
Amy!
No, all I'm saying is I felt manly, okay?
I gotta how long are we keeping the beard?
Not very long.
Come on.
I hate it. I do feel pretty masculine, though.
You don't like just scratching it during the day?
Like, I don't. People look at me, too, like, you must.
Well, how does Lindsay feel about the beard?
I haven't seen her in like a week and a half. We just see over FaceTime, so it's not, I don't know.
But so, she can be like, hey, that looks cute or not.
I got another question. How often are you drilling?
Stop.
Not, at least not a week and a half. You know what I'm
saying? All right. So we covered the drilling and the beard. Now, Lindsay. What's our latest with Lindsay?
What about it? I said a week and a half.
Well, so how's that going? This is like one of the longest y'all have been apart.
Oh. Oh, no. No, no. She's on the road a lot. I'm on the road. Wait, like the thing, the stuff? Like the
yeah,
drama?
Yeah, the drama.
I think the drama's good. I think it's going good. I think her only purpose was to hopefully people would hear her music, and all that stuff happened where the station didn't play her. But stations are starting, even competitors. Like this morning, she was on KLB, our competitor in Boston, and they interviewed her, and they were awesome.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's all it's supposed to be. If you like the song, put her on, and don't talk about me. And like, I thought that was really cool of them. And so, yeah, it's good. She's good.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I got in trouble yesterday.
Why?
Well,
why?
I played a song that she did.
Criminal? No,
Criminal already exists.
The one from the
right
in August.
So Criminal, this is one of her songs on her record
on the EP. Yeah.
By the way, these terms confuse me. EP means it's like a few songs, and that turns into a full album. It's like those songs, and you add on like 8 songs or something, right? I don't want to close my eyes. So that's Criminal. Right, this one right here. But she has a radio single, Waiting on You. Right?
Okay.
But I played one yesterday that isn't out yet. I thought since she played it on Jimmy Kimmel, I could play it.
Oh, and we sort of backed you up on that. Really, she played it on Kimmel.
So. Bad influences. That's it.
Yeah, the Amy Winehouse-ish one.
It's like bluesy.
Yeah.
The guitar and the... This is called Champagne.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch. Diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi. Got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne.
I'm the champagne. I got in trouble for playing that yesterday, which it's I didn't get again. So yeah, who cares now?
I can open my own door, but I like that you don't let me. Can't help but smile when I catch you, catch me. Crushing on you across the party, getting lost in your I don't wanna be here eyes. Everybody wants your attention, but tonight it's mine. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch. Diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi. Got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne.
My stepdad's on the phone.
Oh,
you have a question about this?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Do we talk about who these songs are about? Because
No. They're all just songs. Like, she wrote that with Walker Hayes. Feel like a
superwoman. S is written on my chest. Like I'm the only
angel in Los Angeles. You make me feel like... my stepdad's on the phone. Let me go to him. Hello. Arkansas Keith is on. Hello.
Hey. What are you doing?
Show. Love Keith.
Working.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. But what they don't understand is that's just what you say.
I know.
That means hello. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. What do you think?
Hey, it's raining. We're listening to the show today, man. I like it.
You like it? Yeah, what do you like about today's show?
I like the Jeep deal and I like the beard deal.
I think you should
keep the beard on and drive the Jeep a lot.
Have you seen a picture of the beard?
I have not.
Yeah, I don't grow it very well. Like, you have a good full beard.
Well, so grow it and live with it and see how you like it, you know. If it looks like mange, that's okay. You know, it's still a beard.
If it looks like mange. Yeah. You working this morning or no?
Do what?
You working this morning?
Yes, we are. Well, we're trying to. It's raining here. That's why we're getting to listen to the radio show, and I like it.
So what are you not able to do because it's raining?
Well, we're
we're the grounds crew. We're supposed to be mowing the grounds, you know, and cutting all the grass, but it's hard to cut grass when it's raining, so.
Do you like, because when I used to do maintenance on the golf course, when it rained, you just sat inside the shed.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing, waiting for the rain to stop, you know. Yeah, you remember those days. That's the exact same thing, so.
But I like those days. I was like,
I like those days, too.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah. What else been going on?
Oh, same old thing. Hey, let me tell you, man, a bad deal about the jerseys. I've been struggling to get the 89 jersey and the old throwbacks, and they didn't have an 89.
So what happened? So I bought my high school football jerseys.
Yeah.
So that's what he's talking about. That's okay. Yeah. Listen, I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So same old stuff going on, man. But I think the beard's a great deal.
All right.
Yeah, let it grow long, like ZZ Top.
Yeah. Lunchbox didn't know ZZ Top was, because I was playing LaGrange yesterday.
What?
Yeah, like my girlfriend, Lindsay was on Jimmy Kimmel playing this, and Lunchbox had never heard this song before, LaGrange.
Yeah. That's the old ZZ Top.
Well, that's all you and I used to listen to, Cool 95, classic rock. Like, we drive around Toyota, listen to Cool 95 all the time.
That's correct. Absolutely. Those were the days.
Those were the days. We would drive around, listen to classic rock, and talk about 60s, 70s baseball. That's what we talked about.
Absolutely.
Even before I was born. Like, I know everything. I know everything about
that's
it.
That's right.
All right.
Well, those were the days. The 60s and 70s.
He would just tell you good baseball players?
Yeah, and then I would go read about them. And he would buy me, like, I'd have, I was 14, I'd have like baseball almanacs. I would just read every fact about every team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know some retro baseball, there's no doubt. I do know some retro baseball. Especially the Chicago Cubs.
That's right.
Go Cubs, that's right.
Did you? Yeah,
he got a Cubs tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, did you know that?
Arkansas Keith.
Yeah, sorry. Arkansas Keith, did you know I'm going to get Bobby's face tattooed on me?
Oh, wow. That would be something.
She told me if I went to Haiti to see her kids who were in an orphanage there that she would get my face tattooed on her. And I went to Haiti.
Where were you getting it tattooed on you? That's the question.
Her right butt cheek.
We don't know yet.
No. right butt cheek. I don't know.
No. But Bobby did go to Haiti. Did you know that?
He did, and I did not. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yes, he went to Haiti.
Yeah, I did. All right. Yeah. I'll let you get back. I'll let you get back to the park.
Hey, man. Good hearing from you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later on.
He calls you. Good work.
All right,
I like it.
See you.
Bye-bye.
What? He called you and he's like, good hearing from you.
I like it.
I like this guy, dude.
Me too.
You guys laugh every time and he goes, what are you doing?
Because he knows what you're doing.
I know, but that's not the point.
I know, but
he's
literally.
Like, thanks for calling.
Arkansas Keith.
About to check outside the game. Just let me know if you wanna go.
He likes a Jeep. He had a Jeep. I told you his Jeep got stolen. I told you his story where he had a Jeep and it was stolen.
I don't remember the story.
He went and stole it back.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. Now I remember.
He found it in the woods because he had a tip off. Somebody tipped him off. Like, hey, I think these guys stole your Jeep. He snuck into the woods late at night, climbed their fence, re-stole the Jeep, hotwired it, and drove it out of there.
That's see ya. Awesome.
Like, man. Anyway, I didn't get any of that pass on. I was a little too late.
What, like the rebel?
the you know,
hardcore
cool stuff. Yeah. Like I was like 12, 13.
Bobby would go ring the doorbell. Excuse me.
Is that
my Jeep?
The Jeep looks familiar.
Yeah, but you can have it.
Can I buy it from you? So if there's a rattlesnake and it's about to bite your dog, do you jump in front of the dog?
Huh?
If there's a rattlesnake and the rattlesnake's about to eat your dog, like, strike it, bite it.
Kick it. Kick the snake.
What?
Kick it.
Oh my
God. Out of the way. Is that but not safe?
Oh, okay. You're jumping in front of it. Here, listen.
The 62-year-old Phoenix man was out cleaning his swimming pool Tuesday morning when he heard a rattlesnake behind some of the pool equipment. Max had heard it too, but instead of running away, the Airedale Terrier started snooping around. That's when Seberg rushed over and put his hand in front of the dog's face. The
dog's snout was like right there, and that's when my hand was right there. It was like the snake's head must have been 2 inches away from my hand, and just...
Seberg doesn't consider himself a hero. He was just doing what any dog lover would do to protect their pooch.
Would you stick your hand in front of a snake?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Is that bad? Am I bad? I feel bad.
No. You're never wrong for your feelings.
I would stick my foot if I had a big boot on.
Man, I'll stick anything. Say my dog, I'll stick my pee-pee out there.
No.
Yeah. Bobby.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just telling you the level I would go.
Right.
Point taken.
Without trying it, that's what you think you would do.
Yes, I have to be like, here, take this instead. Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo.
Y'all are...
What?
I mean, I don't think he'd do that.
He'd have time.
No, I mean, I...
But I would. Have time. If it was the option, I would.
Oh, gosh.
No, there's that. Oh, what about these high school coaches that took the bus out for a beer run? Did you guys see this?
That was awesome.
It sort of just disappointed us all.
Now, a school board member confirms the boys' basketball coaches were fired for using school bus to drive to a local convenience store to purchase alcohol.
We noticed that the school bus was gone, but he had told us to stay in our dorms, and so we proceeded to do that, and we just didn't find anything out until the next day.
A store clerk reported the coaches to Connor State officials.
We were pretty upset because we paid money out of pocket to go to that camp. Because we had to stay for 3 nights, and we had to end up leaving on the second day.
So they had to leave because the coaches got in trouble. And
I thought they were mad because they went and got beer. I'm like, kid, shut up. Like, I was like, you're such a loser. Like, no one likes
but
you.
But he wasn't, though.
But now that he expands on that, I understand why he was upset. And now I understand his frustration, and I take back my original feelings.
Okay.
But
you never wrong for your feelings.
The feeling of no one likes you?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, and you're stupid, loser.
Yeah.
How about these coaches? They're like, well, I got a car. Well, I need some beer. Just get in the bus. We'll take the bus.
That's awesome.
Ain't no thing.
Like, you see someone get off the bus, too, and let's imagine you're working in a liquor store, right? And a school bus drives up. Like, don't you get your phone out and go, oh, my goodness.
Yep, you have to.
I don't know what's about to happen, but it's going to be a story.
That's funny.
So, yeah. Don't hate the kid.
And they got fired?
That's
ridiculous.
From the camp. Mm. I can see when you get fired for... First of all, you're not allowed.
Oh, they're not fired from, like...
I don't know. All I took was they were fired from the camp. It's not school
that
season.
Would be okay.
They should be fired from
you
the
sure?
camp.
Sure?
Yeah.
You should be punished for your actions when they're bad.
Yes.
And I don't think they should be kept from teaching ever again or drinking beer ever again.
Right. Or driving a bus
ever again. Right. But for this situation...
They probably learned from it.
Time served. Over to Amy. What's in your pile over there?
Okay. Well, did you see the guy that is a Packers fan, Green Bay Packers? And he met a girl, started dating her. Her last name is Packer. So he took her last name.
That's funny.
So now they're Mr. and Mrs. Packer.
They're the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers.
Oh, they're the Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I'd do that. Like if I met Henrietta Razorback, I'd be like, I'll take your last name.
Boom.
That's a funny story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Well, I have no other comment, so it's making me laugh. What else?
Okay, well, since we're on sports, I'll stick with that theme for a second. The nominees for this year's ESPYs have been announced, and voting is now open on ESPN.com. The show will air on ABC July 12th, and Peyton Manning, shout out, I like him. He's hosting.
Yeah, shout out.
You like
out.
Him?
I do like Peyton Manning.
I like him and Eli. Both.
Why do you like them?
They seem like cool brothers. I like their commercials. They seem nice.
If that's getting to you, if their penetration rate is getting to you to like them.
Yep. They've done a good job.
They've done a good job.
Legit. Yeah. I agree.
All right. What else?
So thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, we now know why several CIA contractors lost their job back in 2013. I guess it's now declassified information.
Uh-huh. Why did they lose their job?
Well, they hacked the electronic pay system of the office vending machine, and they snacked for free.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Over $3,000 worth of snacks.
Oh,
and they have,
lot.
So the CIA, the office, like they put up these surveillance cameras, busted the dudes, and then they all got fired.
Okay, but that stinks to get fired for that.
What do you mean, $3,000 worth?
Well, there are a bunch of them. You'd think if they're trained CIA, they've spent a lot of money training these guys.
Yeah.
It's such a petty thing. You would think maybe they've
spent well over $3,000. Like,
they have to go to like Siberia for a week or something. Like, there's like punishment, but not fired.
Don't fire them.
But that's
right.
Fine. They hacked into the system. They also got to make it a pretty good living and could pay for their own snacks. So it was just for fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were the one guy that spearheaded the scheme. Like, he went in and figured out this whole whole way to hack the system, and then he told some of his coworkers, and they're like, shut up. So then they all started doing it.
Haters fired him.
That sucks.
All right, what else?
Well, CNN got a hold of Bachelor in Paradise's contracts, and it stipulates that the show has all the power over how a contestant gets portrayed. And Bobby, you talk about this all the time. It legit says they can manipulate reality if they want to, and contestants have to, you know, release the show from liability from pretty much anything that happens to them because they signed on.
The shows aren't real. These things aren't real.
I mean, and this is, I believe it because it's from CNN, not reality stuff.
Well, here's the thing. If any news source is reporting on things that aren't politics, I still believe. When news reports on politics, I don't believe.
That's true.
Because they all have an angle. But when it's like, I do believe if they're covering a natural disaster, I believe the news. When they start talking about politics, I don't believe the news.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like everybody's, you know, coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's Amy's pile.
Yeah.
What's the drama? Mike D is our phone screener. What's the drama about the photo shoot now?
People around the office made a hottest to nottest list of the show.
What?
No, that's not. Yeah. What?
Great. Okay.
What
do they do that?
Or do we?
So
what do
Monday, we have a photo shoot. It's like 3 hours long. So we're doing group pictures, all for like, you know, publicity shots and business, you know, client stuff. And so Mike D, who answers phones and is a segment producer here, is in the glass room right now. And you say that you have in your hand, in your possession, do you have the list?
I have the list right here.
This is like Mean Girls.
Who wrote this? Everyone in the office?
Yeah.
What?
Is it like a accumulation?
Yeah,
like,
just of everybody. Yeah.
So you averaged out people?
Averaged out. And okay. This is the list.
Do you? How many people are on the list?
7.
Do we want to know who's on the list or no?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear what the office thinks about me. Go ahead.
No, let's vote. All in favor of hearing it, say aye.
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
There's only two. Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
There's That's only two.
Bobby, you didn't vote.
I was going to leave this up to you guys.
Well, now you're the vote breaker.
Well, Mike didn't vote.
Mike D, what do you think? Do you want to read it or no?
Yeah, let's read it.
Okay. Who comes in as the best looking?
At number one, Bobby.
Oh. Look at you trying to be all.
Okay.
Number two,
Amy.
Wow. I would reverse that, or at least put Amy first.
I would put you first.
Well, okay, thank you.
Okay, guys.
all right. Number three.
Morgan.
Morgan yelled. Number four.
Ray.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's decent.
You're in the middle of the pack. Number five.
Eddie.
All right, that's solid. Out of how many?
7.
Oh, boy.
Number six.
Mike D, me.
And number 7 last?
Lunchbox.
Oh, wow.
So we know that's a fairly accurate poll right there, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay. You hate this.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, whatever. If you guys think I'm the 7th, I mean, you must have been interviewed.
We didn't say anything.
I'm talking to the people. Like, the people you went and interviewed, they must be morons.
Did you interview people?
No.
Oh.
What did this get? Put up in the break room?
Yeah.
That's rude.
I know. Tomorrow we're trying to make a statement. We encourage you to, tomorrow on Female Friday, to download some sort of female music, something newer. We just all download on Friday, make a change.
Yeah.
For once in our life. Gonna feel real good.
Gonna make a difference.
Gonna make it right.
Right.
So tomorrow's Female Friday. So, and sounds like Nashville.com wrote a whole story on Female Friday, which I appreciated.
That's awesome.
So shout out to those guys. And we'll give you some recommendations tomorrow throughout the show. I think we'll do a Friday female dance party.
Yeah, in case people are stuck. Like, ooh, which female should I get?
We got you covered. So there's that. Here are these rats. And they're at the supermarket. Or, as I would call it, the grocery store. But here you go.
Pick your tomatoes. And all of a sudden, you see a big old rat just ran across.
So there's a thing of tomatoes. And this huge rat runs across top of it, right?
Mm. I won't buy any more tomatoes here.
Oh, no. That's not good. I'm glad I didn't buy those today.
Can I tell you something? Here's the thing about, I don't know.
Rodents?
No. Natural things.
Okay.
Don't you want your tomatoes to be as natural as possible? Do you know what happens in nature? Animals run around. Animals get in there. Bugs get trapped.
Oh.
Like, do you want your tomatoes to come from a science lab where all creatures, great and small, all of God's creatures are not around?
No.
You do not. So what? There's a rat that runs across one of them occasionally.
Yeah.
Give me a rat. What's a squirrel?
Why? Cute.
What if it's a right? Why are we hating on rats all of a sudden?
Ratatouille.
Yeah, ratatouille.
I'm gonna go with rat-free tomatoes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're probably eating little rat feet.
Stop it!
Yeah.
There's rats everywhere.
Rats, bugs. It's nature, and you know nature doesn't scare me when it's with nature.
Yeah, because it's with it.
See, that's why I eat man-made stuff like cheeseburgers and stuff. Pizza. There are no rats around.
There's
pizza.
Bugs in there.
I'm telling you, I worked at a restaurant.
Oh, stop it.
There were
stop
lots it. Of rats and lots it. Of bugs because when you have places that are warm and wet, you have things that go to warm, wet. And so the.
Especially like peanut butter.
The food patrol got called on them and they were investigated or whatever.
Oh.
But you could, food patrol comes anytime. You get. At restaurants, you just have no idea.
Yeah.
Mm. It's hot and it's damp. So you get all kinds of creatures.
Roaches.
Lots of God's creatures, great and small.
Yeah. I guess so.
Tomatoes or rats? If you saw it, would you still get the tomato? Yes, Amy.
Yes.
Are you lying?
She's so lying.
She's so lying.
You like organic? It gets no more like organic nature. Than that.
I will wash the tomatoes.
Ah, yes, Lunchbox.
Oh, I don't care about a rat. Rats are everywhere. We all got rats.
Me either. I'd rather get a rat run across it than watch some grubby human touch it for a while and then put it back down.
Yeah,
that happens a lot. Too.
Yeah,
I do that.
That's disgusting. Like we're forgetting what disgusting really is. By the way, speaking of food, Eddie is supposedly super cranky now.
Yeah.
Because you just bone
it's called hangry.
Well, apparently you snapped at Lunchbox yesterday.
I guess. He says I did.
What happened?
Okay, so I had done a video and I wanted him to edit it, put it together, whatever, because that's what his job is. I said, hey, can you help me with this? He goes, I don't work for you.
I didn't like his tone.
And I'm like,
it was a reaction.
I'm like, I understand you're on bone broth and that's all you're eating or drinking or
how
whatever.
Say it?
I don't work for you. Okay.
I'm sorry, Lunch. I'm sorry.
So I was like,
that's not the proper protocol anyway.
Well, what is it?
To go through, I mean, if Eddie wants to do it, that's fine. But fine. But usually it goes through Morgan, and then Morgan. Because you can have him doing anything. Who knows what you're going to have him doing?
No, it's for the show.
But, okay, go.
I don't email Morgan to tell him to do a video. That's
you
crazy.
Should, or he does but, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, dude. Get your bones on this. It's a Bobby
Bones show. So this guy wants to teach you about black widows, and he's like, they're safe, and so I'm going to hold one.
Oh, no.
And we're going to see if it bites me.
This is not going to end well.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. This is not
okay. Is he used to working with them?
Yeah. Here you go.
She's actually spun a little thread of web, like she's becoming secure to me. Oh, I thought she was about to bite. Now, one thing most people don't realize about the black widow spider is that if it does inflict a bite, that bite is oftentimes just a warning, and they aren't actually injecting as much venom as they would into, say, a prey item. She is just tangling my arms up with web, but I can feel it all over me, tangling me up. Kind of makes me a bit nervous. I'm getting covered in spider web right now.
Then he did not give it.
Oh.
Really? No way.
What?
I'm shocked.
I was waiting.
Wow.
I know you were.
I thought he was going to be talking that. Ow!
Most of the time, you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you. Humans, animals, you don't mess with them, that nature, you don't mess with you.
Yeah, right.
No.
I that black widow in my hand is going to bite me.
Because probably it's scared because you're jumping.
And I'd be like, ah! You that's don't. What I thought he was going to do.
Scream like that?
Remember that weatherman with the roaches and he's like, ah! Yeah. Oh, so high of 30, ah!
Remember when Amy tried to make jingles for the show this morning?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Yeah.
No, you can't do
that's
more.
Not even the one where it's my best one.
Oh.
Bobby Bones, y'all. Nope, that's not the best one.
No, that's not it either. No, no.
Get your bones on the Bobby Bones show.
She sounds like the nanny.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That third one could work.
If the nanny did our jingles, that's about it. Fran Drescher. That's it.
Hey, you know what that is right there?
Huh.
Free. You're welcome.
Well, I
don't know how much you normally pay, but free.
Well, I have this one. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show. Yeah, in case that one gets stale.
Oh, okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
All right, about to wrap it up today. Hey, Kristen in Arkansas, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Thanks. Well, I listen to your guys' show every day when I drive back and forth to work, and I'm a first-time caller.
Yay!
And I've followed you guys and listened to, you know, Amy's adoption story and her history of, you know, fertility struggles. And I wanted to call and give you guys some good news. My husband and I have been trying to have a baby for 7.5 years, and we just found out last week that we're expecting in February.
Wow.
How about that?
We're so excited.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's
thank
like,
you.
That's some,
I know.
See clear. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Look at that. I can see all. Well, and that will go. In my way. Hope you have a nice sunshiny day, even if it's raining. BobbyBones.com to see lots of stuff from the show. There's a BobbyCast with Karen from Little Big Town. Go to iTunes and search BobbyCast and hear that. It's from my house. As always, we appreciate you being here. Tomorrow, it's Female Friday. We encourage you tomorrow to download a female. I think I can make it now. I do have an all-female dance party queued up for tomorrow, too. Yeah. So, that's it. Appreciate you being here on a Thursday. We're glad you're here any day. All right, have a good one.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.